Today's episode is sponsored by my good friends at Timeline. Timeline is now offering the world's first ever longevity gummies powered by MitoPure. You've heard me talk about the importance of cellular health and our mitochondria, which is why I have Timeline as my favorite and most trusted sponsor. These are the only clinically proven Urolithin A gummies for strength and healthy aging. We may be living longer lifespans, but are we truly living better lives? What if the key is not just adding years to your life, but life to your years? This all starts at the cellular level. As we age, our mitochondrial health starts to decline, and one of the keys to living longer and healthier is keeping our mitochondria healthy and strong, and MitoPure targets this for us. Take control of your health now and live the life that you not only desire, but you also deserve. As a gift to all my listeners, you can save 20% off today by going to timeline.com/Dylan to get started. That's timeline.com/Dylan. I assure you, your cells will thank you. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Dylan Jamelli podcast. So I have been invited on quite a few shows lately, and the intent of a lot of the conversation always gears around peptides, and there's a big fascination, and rightfully so, and that's why I study it so intently and talk about them so much, that there's a big fascination in them, how they work. Now, one of the things that I find is that most people are kind of grouping peptides into just a few and not really knowing much about other options. And there's a multitude of reasons for that. One is there's a big craze that's been going on for a while with GLP-1s. And GLP-1s are your Ozempic, semaglutide, Wegovy, all that's one. Tirzepatide, Mounjaro, and now more formally introduced retatrutide, which is actually still in clinical studies, but can be purchased easily anywhere and has gained steam as the best of the three. And then the other that most everybody knows is BPC-157, and then some with TB-500, but BPC more or less because it is so well known for its healing benefits, and it does deserve the attention and acclaim it gets because it actually does wonders for so many people. There's gray areas on several of these on whether they're even FDA regulated, and there's been laws and different types of companies that try to sell it. They do it legally, they do it illegally, they do it at research companies, they do it in gray areas. I'm not really here to discuss all of that and get into that. I'm here to talk about the science, talk about the benefits, talk about my experiences with these, what I've seen. You know, a lot of these that I'm going to talk about, because this series that I'm starting right now is 10 peptides that you probably don't know about, but you should. And this doesn't mean that I'm not going to continually discuss others and do different kinds of segments on them, because I certainly am. But these are 10 that I've picked out that some of you have probably heard of and know about, but maybe not in detail. And some of you may not have any idea about. And what I really want to do is put a focus on different aspects of peptides, because a lot of times we get caught up into this correlation with things, and we group them, and we don't know much about them. And I want to expound on the so many multitudes of different types of peptides and different types of benefits that are out there. It's not just weight loss, and it's not just healing. There's multitudes of things out there, whether it's things that we found that are helping with Alzheimer's, and we got to be careful with claims here. I'm just saying about what they're supposed to do and intended to do, and I can cite studies or experiences of things, but I'm certainly not here to make claims that I shouldn't be. That's not what I'm here to do either. I'm only here to discuss things that I've encountered, things that I've read, things that are out there, things that have been studied. Some have only been studied on animals. In terms of papers, while I've seen plenty of human use, I'm going to get into all of that on what I've seen. I'm not here to make claims, but you know, we'll get into things about sleep, tanning peptides, things that are helping with anxiety, with stress, with muscle building, with fat loss, with bone degradation, things that are going to improve libido. The list goes on and on and on. I really like to get into the mitochondrial health ones, which is going to be the first episode that I do. And I want to really drive home the potential impact that some of these have, the different aspects that they have, what peptides even are, and why they're something that are becoming a craze and hopefully are going to be alternative treatments in the future. I do want to just talk about, in short, what peptides even are. Because a lot of people in the past, especially, would group them in performance-enhancing drugs. You know, at the time, when I first learned about them, we're going back to 2011, you could only find them underground. They're called research chemical sites, and everything has to be labeled not for human use so they can actually sell them legally. That's how their workaround is, and it's a gray area. And when the FDA wants to shut these places down, they shut them down, and they can do it by promoting human use or whatever really that they feel like doing. Once again, not something I'm here to discuss, just giving you the facts. But when they first came out, they were only about 7 to 8 to even choose from. And it was all intended and geared towards bodybuilders as another alternative to steroid use or another mechanism for them to use in between steroid cycles to obtain more muscle gain or strength. They just were nowhere near the strength of steroids, and they really weren't very popular at all amongst bodybuilders and users. I was involved heavily into that community with the coaching that I did and my involvement in training professional athletes, and they were kind of viewed upon as a joke, really. The only people that really got into those were people that were really into the science and really discussing the detriment and dangers of steroid use and trying to sway people to go another direction, or people that were just, you know, on the forefront of this. I was one of those people that learned about them early, but did not give them enough attention they deserved, did not give them the love that they truly deserved, and never, ever in a million years did I see them coming to the extent that they did. I chose the SARMs route, which happened to be the wrong route, but I've made several mistakes over the years, and I have learned over time that while I feel that some of the things that I thought and said about SARMs held true, I did find that over time that more and more things people warned me about came to fruition, and I've kind of changed my stance on several of them and really shifted towards peptides and the benefits and learning about all of the multitudes of functions that they have and seeing them work so many different wonders for people in many different circumstances that I've observed now over time and seen. So what are peptides? What are they? It's very, very easy if you look at it just on a base term where you're not trying to get too sciencey. They're just short chains of amino acids that are linked by peptide bonds. So they're smaller than actual proteins, and they can act as signaling molecules, and they're going to influence various biological processes. I mean, peptides are found in a lot of foods. They're found in medicines. They're found in cosmetics. They're formed when amino acids join together through peptide bonds. So the number of amino acids in a peptide can vary. Short chains from 2 to 20. And those are the smaller end. They're called oligopeptides. And peptides play a pretty diverse role in your body. So they do what's called signaling, and they can act as hormones, neurotransmitters, and they can transmit signals between cells. They also have a function of enzyme inhibition. So some peptides can inhibit the activity of enzymes, which is going to affect different types of cellular processes. Immune function, and they can influence your immune system. They can act as immune modulators. They have antimicrobial activity, and that's going to be certain peptides that we can look at. I'm going to get into one in the cosmetic side, which is GHKU, which is going to be part of this series. But, you know, there are peptides that are used in skincare products that improve skin firmness, reduce wrinkles, help with collagen, enhance your skin barrier function. There's peptides used in medicine for different types of drugs for various conditions, sports nutrition, improving athletic performance, aiding in muscle recovery, reducing muscle damage, like I brought up with TB500. And, you know, peptides can be absorbed in the body. There are multitudes of different types. The most generally speaking, we're going to find that they're injected. But I do want to make sure that we're covering all of the different aspects. So peptides serve as vital signaling molecules within our bodies. They influence so many different biological processes. So, you know, like hormone regulation. So they can act as hormones or stimulate hormone production, immune function, enhancing our immune system's ability to fight infection, wound healing, like BPC-157 again, cellular communication, inflammation control. And we know inflammation is horrible. And it is one, I mean, it is the leading cause of disease. When you're highly inflamed, then you have slews of problems going on, and the likelihood of developing disease is very high. And they also can help with metabolism, and they can play a role in regulating how our body processes energy. Peptides are classified based on their structures, their functions, their origins. So we've got some different types. We've got signal peptides, which are going to stimulate production of proteins like collagen and elastin, and they're going to be crucial for skin health. And we've got bioactive peptides, and they're going to have a really good impact on bodily functions. They're going to be able to help with lowering blood pressure, reducing inflammation. We've got enzyme inhibitor peptides, and those are going to inhibit the breakdown of collagen and other proteins to help us maintain skin integrity. We've got neurotransmitter peptides. They're going to relax your facial muscles. They're going to potentially reduce expression wrinkles. Carrier peptides. So those are going to transport essential trace elements like copper, and that can help with wound healing again. So just a quick overview. There are some that do carry potential side effects, so we have to be aware of that. And that's going to be different from peptide to peptide. And it's really important that when you're using these that you are well-educated, well-versed, you're under the guidance of right individuals that are really well-educated on peptides. You know, I do peptide coaching. I'm actually in the process of being a part owner in a new Vitality clinic, and we will be doing peptide therapies there, and it will be far more structured and not be handed out like candy and just given to people just because they want it. It's these types of things. Well, I'm a firm believer in them and what they can do and their benefits. You need to be around the right people who are going to be able to take good care of you, who are going to be able to coach you, who are going to be able to treat you right, and who have the knowledge base and have that ability to understand long-term health. You know, I never like to throw stones or take shots. So when I say this, this is from my experience. Many, many people in the bodybuilding world that I worked with, and not all. So please, when I talk and I say things, I always stress not all, but majorities, they don't have that long-term thinking, many. And they are more in the care of what can I gain right now without any concern or worry of how that might affect one over time. And they don't often ask the right questions to people when people are asking, well, what should I use? And what's the best for this or what's the best for that? You know, I can always get into on the surface looking at things and saying, well, this is the best for you in this, or this is the most used for this. But when it comes down to it, everybody should be saying this is person to person specific. Everybody should be asking an individual a ton and multitude of questions in terms of, well, one, their family histories, their blood panels need to be taken. Everybody has different situations and scenarios that one needs to look at before just throwing them on anything and everything, making recommendations of what to run and use, making dosing recommendations. These things are imperative. We have to be sure that we're careful and cautious of people's long and short-term health. See, my care with everybody is that we always, always, always focus on the long-term health, that we're looking at not quick fixes, things that are more sustainable. Not everything is going to be sustainable, but, you know, when people slam GLP-1s like tirzepatide or Ozempic and they don't understand that you doing something like that can have such a potential kickback and often put you in a far worse scenario than when you started. My goal with peptides or any other thing that we're doing is looking at long-term situations and scenarios. How do we ensure that you're living the best quality of life? How do we make sure that you're setting yourself up for success and not failure? And you have to be very careful with each individual in person. So I want to stress that. Now, I'm going to give you the list of what you can expect coming up in this particular series of peptides that I have chosen that I think they're pretty well studied by several in a certain community, maybe a biohacking community, maybe people that are actually in the underground world selling these. But I think that many people aren't as aware as need to be. And I think that these ones that I selected, they have a very significant reason as to why. And I think that most are going to find, wow, these really exist and look at the properties they have and what they can actually do. And I'm going to run you down a list here of what these are so that you can be ready and watching for these. I'm going to try to do these once a week for everybody so that we can kind of stay on course and keep you on track. And
I have an older ebook that I wrote, but I'm going to have to update it because it certainly doesn't have all of these in there. But let's go down this list. So we're going to talk about MOTC, and that's MOTS-C. We're going to talk about Epitalon, Tesamorelin, GHKU copper peptide, C-Max, Salank, Kisspeptin, Melanotan 2, KPV, and SS31. Now, like I said, these aren't the only ones that I feel are of importance, and I'm sure that there would be people that are really into this who go, why aren't you going to do this or why aren't you going to do that? I'm still going to be looking at covering things. This is just a particular series of things that I picked out that I think are going to be of major interest that maybe some people don't know enough about. You know, I'm always up for people sending me messages about things that they want to discuss or hear me talk about that I can certainly shed light on. I speak at a lot of events and I'm on a lot of podcasts where a lot of people bring me in to just discuss peptides, and then we get into multi-facets of other types of biohacking and my story and my background, which I'm always up and available to talk about. But I like to really discuss peptides in detail, discuss the multitudes of benefits they have, discuss who they're for and who maybe they're not so much for. And, you know, there are a lot of things in the works right now where they're trying to look at different methods of people taking these, because most peptides are going to be injected and, you know, that's not comfortable for everybody. And I understand that. There are some now that you can get in capsule form, and there are people that are trying to develop ones that are more like creams that you can rub on. There are, in the works from what I understand, liposomal options. And so these are things that are being developed and being worked on, and they're going to, I hope, in the future be more readily available as alternative medicines and therapies to people. And it's important that we're educated and we're staying on the forefront of everything. And I am big on having different options and different methods of treatment and care. I don't want to get all conspiracy theory or all anti this or anti that, but I do look at things factually. I do look at things from a realistic perspective and point of view, and I am very privy to information that many people are not. I don't throw stones. I don't make things up. I don't have time for that. I am a realist. I operate in the real world with real things in real life. So I talk about what I see, what I encounter, and what I know. I don't theorize. I don't throw out a bunch of garbage. And I think that's why those of you that follow me appreciate you get what you get. I want things on paper. I want facts. I want numbers. I want statistics. And I want to see where they're coming from and who's doing them. Period. You know, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I've certainly been wrong. I've been wrong a million times, but that's gotten me to where I am. Okay. So I know that there is such a thing as big pharma. It's not always bad, but a lot of times it's not always good. And they do corner things. They do make it hard for people to have other options, and they do tend to push things down our throats. There are things that we need that they create and they make for us that are certainly beneficial that I use and I recommend others to use, but there are things there that are misprescribed, overused, and have a really bad intent behind them. And they do studies that are, let's say, skewed to make it look a certain way when in reality, they're nowhere near what they come across to be. The problem is education-wise, it's hard. It's hard to sift through that. It's hard to see through it. And there are so many people that are either so pro or so anti that you can't get somebody to sit down and just break things down without getting over emotional, you know? And I've tried to stay as stoic as I can on these topics and just give you the realistic facts. I can give you some realistic facts right now. One, a lot of people, they're in medical school now. If you saw what they were actually taught, they're telling you what they were taught and what they were told to believe. And so a lot of them, when you go in, oh, they're, you know, the antis, well, they're just pushing this or that. Well, not necessarily, because they're doing what they were taught. And so, yeah, I'm not saying what they're doing is right. It's certainly not. You have to remember, when you go to a family doctor, it's called a general practitioner because it's a general. They're not looking at everything. They're not programmed to do that. They're not looking at micronutrients. They're not looking for parasites. They're not looking to see if you've been exposed to heavy metals. They're not looking for that stuff. They're programmed to, if your cholesterol is a skosh out of range, to put you on a statin. If you are having a bad day, to tell you you got a mental health problem and put you on whatever it is. Because if they don't and they try to prescribe you other you know, other drugs or other things that are not commonly used, they can get dropped from their insurance and then they're screwed. And so they have to be careful of this, and they're just not programmed for that. You know, so doctors like that are certainly not programmed to be pro-peptide in any way, shape, or form. You have to go to alternative therapies, alternative doctors, naturopathics, vitality clinics. You just have to be careful there too. Because unfortunately, what happens is there are people that prey on people that are desperate or looking for alternatives, and they take advantage of them and mislead them, prescribe them things they don't need. They don't have an understanding of how to use things. You know, I see that a lot with testosterone replacement therapy, where a person will come to me and they'll say, well, I had a 450, 500 testosterone score and I was put on testosterone replacement therapy, and I've learned to control my emotions now the older I've gotten, and I'm not trying to be as jaded, to be more mature and just can confront these issues head on and handle them, because being over emotional and doing all that, it doesn't help anything. It never got anybody anywhere. Keeping your head on straight and addressing the problems and speaking out against them, using my platform for that, that's what I do. That's why I'm very pro peptide, because it's an alternative that I know works for so many people. There's nothing for everybody. I would argue God is for everybody, but you know, I'm talking in substance in general. There's always somebody that's an anomaly. There's always somebody that reacts wrong. There's always somebody that has a condition that we may not even know of. That is unavoidable. So saying something is 100% is just, you can't do it. There will always be somebody that says, but. That's life. That's how it is. And I understand that. And I feel like I've learned that over the years, and it helps me to address different scenarios and situations amongst people. And it's helped me to be successful in helping people. And I find that with peptides, far more often than not, people respond extremely well. If they're given the right ones, if they're used in the right way, in the right manner, the right doses, and there's an understanding of what they're meant to do. A lot of times what we find with medications, and it's not just peptides, it's different things like Jardiance, intended for diabetes, but then found to be extremely beneficial for heart failure. These types of things, it's like GLP-1s that were created and made for diabetes and then found, wow, fat loss. You know, this is what happens. And with peptides, they're so multifaceted and so many uses. Oftentimes I find that, wow, these are so amazing that they have multitudes of benefits. That's why when we get into MOTC, which is going to be my first episode, we're going to go down the list, and it's like, wow, look at all these benefits. It's insane. Even though that it's intended for one thing, it's got a slew of other benefits. And that's why I want to bring these things to light. I want to provide education. I want to provide understanding. I want to provide proper guidance. And I want to keep things in a realistic light for everybody. Okay. And I want to make sure that everybody understands the good, the bad, and the possible ugly with things. It doesn't always have to be that way. But I think transparency, I think honesty, I think about not having a motive aside from doing what we believe is right or helpful, is the way that we all grow together, and just keep it an open mind on everything. So I'm going to make this a great series. And I always implore people, let me know your thoughts. Agree, disagree. We can always work on other things to where we're putting out other contents of what you want to hear. I like to know what my people that follow me really want from me. I try to read the best that I can and deliver what I think. But, you know, like I said, I'm not perfect. And I really try to cater to all of you. I appreciate and love all of you and the support and everything that you've done to help me grow. And I want to make sure that I'm giving back way more than I ever thought that I could. And I want everybody to feel like, wow, he really cares abundantly and will do anything to help us, because I do. At a point in life where I really figured out what I'm supposed to do, I have let God lead me into the direction where I'm supposed to be, and I figured it out. And that's what I'm doing right here, right now. So I just want to give a big expression of gratitude and tell everybody I'm here for you and I'm doing my best to provide you with the very best. So stay tuned for the new series. We're going to start with MOTC, and we're going to cover all the peptides I listed. And knowing me, it's going to turn into a million peptides that you need to know about. Well, we're going to start with 10. And if we have to expound, which I'm sure we will, then we will expound. But I had a bright idea. I told my wife about it. She said, that's amazing. told several other people about it. They said they would love it. So start with 10 and we'll see what happens from here. That being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.